Welcome to Superheroes and Spinebusters, where I don't have an intro for this week. Anyway, it is March, we are doing March Madness, and we have a special guest with us.
Hi, I'm Mom.
That is my mother. And this week, it's March Madness, it's St. Patrick's Day. So I have two brackets for us. We have Disney villains, and we have Disney characters, which are basically anything that's not a villain. Literally anything. Be ready. So, what we're going to do is, I'm going to put out a match. You two are going to pick a side, and then you are going to debate who would win in just a fight. Fist fight, like Coliseum, one-on-one boxing ring fight. However, if they have minions or weapons or special powers, they can use those. So, like, on here I have Hades. Hades can use Pain and Panic. They're his minions. I also have, like, there's another one here. Facilier. Facilier has the shadow whatevers. I need to preface this. I stole this idea from another podcast and I thought it was really cool. So, Dead Meat Podcast.
It's not stolen, it's borrowed.
It's inspired by...
Reimagined.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
Anyway, so I'm going to give you a matchup. You're going to pick sides, debate, and then I'm going to put my input as well. First one is the Queen of Hearts, Alice in Wonderland.
Loser.
Versus Lotso. Pick a side.
Oh.
And Lotso, by the way, is not Lotso-sized. He is human-sized. He's not tiny Lotso.
Okay.
Because if he was, the queen could just kick him and he's gone.
Okay. Right.
And the queen does have her cards and the king and all that.
Yeah, but Lotso has all the other mean toys in the daycare.
No, because they turn on him, remember?
Oh, that's right, that's right.
It's Lotso on his own.
That's right.
Oh, well then that's easy. Queen of Hearts. Lotso don't got anybody.
Why?
Because Lotso ain't got anybody.
But he's durable.
Yeah, and he's evil. He's real, real evil.
Well, queen wants to kill everybody.
Well, that is true.
It's her whole thing.
She's a queen. Off with the heads. She can do whatever she wants. And fine. She's got a whole army of cards. Men.
Then, yeah, I guess the Queen of Hearts would win that battle.
All right.
Now, see, if you get Lotso's toys.
Lotso just gets decimated?
Yes, that's different.
Okay, here's what we'll say.
Can you imagine like a 20-foot tall Big Baby?
That'd be horrible. But he was so mean to Big Baby. That's horrible.
Big Baby didn't care.
Anyway.
Big Baby did whatever he said.
Until
the end when they turned on him.
That's a really sad scene, too.
Yes, it is. It's very sad.
Anyway, next one. Hades from Hercules versus Prince John from Robin Hood.
Mom's never seen Robin Hood.
He's the Lion King thing.
I've seen Robin Hood. I just don't remember.
He's the one who sucks his thumb.
Phony King of the...
King John in great detail.
Prince John.
Who was his... What did I say?
King.
Oh, sorry, Prince. Who is his opponent?
Hades.
Oh, Hades, for
Hades
sure.
Wins.
He's a god.
But why?
And he's got those two little things.
He's got
the entire
imps.
Underworld.
Yeah, Hades, for sure.
Hades, too.
Okay,
he's got all of Hades Town.
How dare you?
I'm just saying.
They're hating. They're basically his slaves.
Okay.
Next. Because they don't have much option. Next is Gaston versus Randall.
Gaston loser.
From
Being Randall. Randall, because Randall is a chameleon, and he can move faster than Gaston.
But Gaston has LeFou,
yeah,
and he has all his guns.
Is LeFou really going to be helpful?
No. LeFou's not going to be helpful.
Him.
No.
He's staring at Gaston all the time.
Yes.
Hey.
No, LeFou is just going to be a cheerleader, and that's
move.
All.
Randall's got the quickness. Yeah. He'll be able to fall before Gaston knows where he's at.
Yeah, it's
I
Randall.
How big a barge he is.
I just like the visual of Gaston at the end of Monsters Inc. They put him in the trailer. Oh. Yeah, the punch thing.
Yeah. But, punching him in different colors.
Yeah, that'd be good. Anyway, so Randall moves on.
Yes, Randall moves on.
All right. Next, Captain Hook versus Scar.
Oh, Scar.
Captain Hook.
Captain Hook is on his own.
No, Scar is.
Captain Hook is not on his own.
In this scenario, he is. Well, Smee is just a cheerleader. He's basically LeFou.
Smee and LeFou are just...
cheerleaders.
They're their own fight, honestly.
Chubby cheerleaders.
Scar
has the hyenas, though.
Wait, why
before.
Does he have the hyenas? They turned on him, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you're right.
So which one? Does Captain Hook get his pirates?
Because Captain Hook, they never turn on Captain Hook. Captain Hook just ran away.
Yeah, I go with you say Scar?
But Scar could eat Captain Hook.
He is a big lion.
Close enough. They got cannons.
Well, that is true, too.
They're also on the water. Can lions swim?
I don't know.
Not very well.
Cool.
They won't chase a hippo into the water.
All right. Shere Khan versus Ursula.
Back who to, is Shere Khan?
That's the tiger from Jungle Book.
Tiger from
Jungle Book. Ursula. She's got all those tentacles.
And she can grow to be like 50 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. And she's got magic. Yeah. Shere Khan doesn't have a lot.
No.
He's just a tiger. There's a lot going on in Jungle Book.
Well, the thing is, he's hunting that bear, which is out of place. Jungle Book don't have bears. Just won't throw that out there.
They do. It's a black bear.
What?
It's a black bear. They're in the jungle.
They don't live in the jungles.
No, bears don't live in the
jungles. With Siberian tigers.
Anyway.
They don't live in the jungles of Tibet.
India.
Where do you think Tibet is?
Tibet.
It's not India.
Nepal. Anyway. My point is, there's a lot going on. You have Bagheera, you have the vultures, you have Louie, you have the elephants. There's so much.
Yeah, but Ursula has all the tentacles.
I know.
And all those little eel things.
Yeah, there's two of them, not all of them. Just two.
Well, whatever.
Can you name the little eel things, don't you?
No.
One's Jasper and...
No.
Oh.
Flotsam and Jetsam.
Jetsam. I know it's something.
You got the J. Anyway. Next match. Maleficent versus Syndrome.
Who's Syndrome?
The bad guy from Incredibles.
Yeah.
The one in the beginning.
Oh, yeah, Jason Lee. That's right. I forgot. Okay.
Maleficent. Remember, Maleficent can be a dragon.
Maleficent can be a dragon. Oh, yeah. She's really in a bad mood. She's got that bird. Time. I go with Maleficent. I don't think that the Syndrome stuff never really worked.
Mm.
Yeah.
Remember when his foot things went crazy and he went flying all over the place?
And then Cape.
He was like a gadget guy.
Yeah, he didn't have powers. He was more because he wanted to be super, and so he made his own super. Anyway,
he was like Doofenshmirtz with better hair.
No, he was more like there's an actual.
Mayonator doesn't work.
There's an actual comic villain that he's a lot like. Okay. I just don't remember what it's called. Because the whole point is that he wanted the powers as a kid, so he made his own gadgets.
Not that bad.
Anyway, Facilier versus Pete. As in... Pete from, like, Mickey Mouse.
Yes.
Oh, he's not a bad guy.
Yes, he is.
He's just bright.
In Steamboat Willie, he tries to kidnap Mickey. Minnie.
Oh,
he's a bad guy in Clubhouse. In most depictions, he's the cat who goes against Mickey, the mouse, so he's the villain. Cat and mouse.
Ah, okay.
Also, he has Toon Force on his side. Basically means laws don't apply to him. Like Roger Rabbit style cartoon.
Okay.
Facilier is the one in the book. He's got the entire Shadow World
team. Yeah, he's got the voodoo.
Nah, he pissed him off at the end, but otherwise he's just a dead man.
Yeah.
So yeah.
All right.
And he's got the sleight of hand magic. He can just put cuffs on Pete. He didn't know they were in there.
Mm-hmm.
But then Pete could slip out of him. Yeah, there's a whole thing, but no.
Pete could not. He's too fat.
Facilier.
But he can shrink.
Pete can shrink?
He's never seen Roger Rabbit.
Since it came out.
Anyway, Toon Force is basically like cartoon logic. So you can slink out of cuffs if you try hard enough. You can fall off a cliff and not die, that kind of stuff. Last one of the 16. Jafar, Cruella.
Jafar. Cruella's just a mean bitch.
But
she just is out to get dogs.
She's insane.
Yeah. She doesn't care about other animals. She just doesn't like dogs.
Is Jafar magic, really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Remember he has a little staff that's...
Yeah, I guess. He's more hypnotism. Anyway, Queen of Hearts, Hades.
Hades. Because Hades could set her cards on fire.
He could. Now you're thinking how I was thinking.
I'm just saying.
With his blue flame hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, fun fact, that's not a thing in mythology.
What?
The hair, the flame hair? Yeah. It's not a thing.
Okay, well, we're not talking about mythology. We're talking about Disney.
Talking about your mother. Anyway.
That's rude.
Just about as real as each other.
Mm-hmm. How dare you?
Anyway, he could set her cards on fire. The end.
Next one. Randall, Hook, go.
Again, Randall, because he's slinky-ish.
He's also reptilian, and that's Hook's natural enemy.
True. Hook will be scared and run.
He'll think he's the croc.
The croc.
The gator.
Alligator. The crocodile, you fool.
Is his name TikTok or something? Like
TikTok croc? He's a crocodile?
Croc.
Yeah.
You said alligator.
Whatever.
You fool. Ursula Maleficent. They're both witches.
Ursula.
They're both dragons and giant...
Ursula with the tentacles.
That's a giant dragon.
Yeah, I go with Ursula because Maleficent was good at one point. She got turned...
Ursula evil. Was never good.
But Ursula's always
evil. Ursula's not necessarily evil. She's just a con man.
No, she's evil.
Yeah, she's evil.
She steals souls. She's the devil of the sea.
Because the people couldn't pay the price.
Well, but they didn't. She
didn't have to steal their soul. Hey,
this is why you gotta watch Supernatural. She's a crossroads demon, but also the king of hell all at the same time. She would make deals with people, knowing they would never follow through, knowing that it's just like a credit card company. You're never gonna pay that. So we take things. Yeah. She takes your soul. Mm-hmm. She's not Kaman. She's the devil incarnate in that movie. Triton is a god of the sea. She's the devil of the sea.
And Sebastian is Sebastian.
And I really hope it comes down to Hades and Ursula, because then it's...
fear. Fire and water.
Facilier, Jafar. Both magic men. Stop.
Oh, that's true. That's true. They could do magic on each other.
They're magic men.
I'm gonna go with Jafar on that one.
Yeah, so he can hypnotize almost all something.
So it's not necessarily hypnotism. He's just smooth talker.
Nah, I think that he can hypnotize. I think the magic is stronger in Jafar. So yeah, had to do a whole lot to get that whole blood thing going.
Now I want to watch Princess in the
Frog. So we're saying Jafar.
Yeah, that disappoints him. He wanted Facilier to win this.
Darn. Anyway, Hades, Randall.
Hades, still a god.
Why'd I put him in here, man?
I don't know.
He's an iconic villain, but also he's just supremely powerful. Ursula, Jafar.
Ursula.
Oh, it came down to it. It's there. It's real.
I put that in the wrong spot.
Ursula versus.
But you got, give me a reason for Ursula, Jafar.
Because of the tentacles.
You're weird.
Because she can shapeshift, she can.
Yeah.
She can't change. She can grow.
Yeah, I remember she turned into the brown-headed girl, Miranda. No,
that's because she had her, wasn't his voice.
Yeah, but she can do that to anybody. And she made all
Jafar could do that too, though.
Maybe I don't know.
Give me the lamp!
I don't know enough about Jafar. Yeah, he did do
that, you're right.
When he's in the beginning and he sends the guy down in the thing, he wants the, he looks like somebody else.
He doesn't say, he doesn't do it to the guy, he does it to Aladdin in the jail cell. So when Aladdin is captured and put in jail, he meets the guy in there with the gold tooth, and that's Jafar. Spoilers.
Anyway, yeah, I still think
I say that fight's gonna be human Ursula versus old man Jafar, and they're just gonna punch each other. Anyway, Ursula moves on. Hades, Ursula.
Oh, we were talking Hades, Ursula. Oh, you want to go back to watch why Ursula over Jafar? Okay, I still say Hades.
Hades. What are my options?
Hades, Ursula.
Hades.
Why?
No, my.
Come on.
I don't know. I still think Ursula. I think she's just so large.
But Hades can get large. Hades can do anything he wants. He's a god.
But she can extinguish his fire.
That doesn't do anything. It's just his hair.
Yeah. It's just for looks.
It was one of his powers.
No, it's just flat out. Like Pegasus.
And he really can't control anything because he still has to go to the Fates for them to
tell him what's going on.
And she can do whatever she wants.
And they have to like snip people's strings and all that stuff to kill him. So
he can use the flames as a weapon, but they're not his
And they both have life force. They're the same character. Mm. I know you don't like to hear that, but
he does make
it. They have two sidekicks. They're both minion sidekicks that look a lot alike and really just are
every Disney
clowns film to their day. They both kind of sit there and do nothing and collect souls. Hades is just the antagonist of Goose.
Hercules?
Zeus. And Ursula is the antagonist of Triton. They're just... It's the same story.
Is Ursula a goddess? Like, was she even considered a deity?
In their world, in their own little... There's no King Triton.
The sea witch.
He's just a myth story. So she's...
But he's not... In the Little Mermaid universe, he's not technically a god either. He's just the king.
He's king of the ocean.
But that's not the same as Neptune or Poseidon. Poseidon and Neptune are gods of the sea, gods.
It's like also, saying, it's like the difference between Greek, Norse, and Roman mythology.
Well, Norse and Greek are different things. Greek and Roman are the same. Anyway, fun fact: Poseidon is also the god of earthquakes. Do you know that?
No, actually, I think I did forgot a word.
Anyway, who wins, Hades?
I go with Hades. But
I say Ursula.
Well, you're both wrong.
What?
We have to pick one of them.
It's Bowler Hat Guy. He wins.
Bowler hat. He wasn't even in there. Was he the wild card?
No. He was the one I just pulled out of my butt.
Okay. No.
Alright.
I'll succeed and say Ursula. This is a person. This is fine. Hey, we have to have a winner.
I already wrote down Hades.
Because doesn't the winner have to go against...
Who? The winner is the winner.
I didn't think about that, but we can.
Yeah.
Doesn't they have to go against what?
The good guy.
The good guy one. So Ursula wins the villain bracket.
Okay.
Ursula is the supreme Disney villain.
Yeah. Okay.
And now,
we really need sound effects.
The all just made some. The one that anything that's not a villain.
Here, we got a button over here.
This is gonna be weird.
There you go.
She didn't have to be here, but she's here. Anyway, these are some really weird ones. Get ready.
So what is this one? Just regular.
What are they even right there?
General characters.
Give me a second. Hold on. Okay. I know what it says now. This is literally just any freaking character.
Okay. So what are our
same things as villains. If they have powers, they can use their powers. If they have weapons and minions, they can use those.
So they're trying to take each other out.
Yeah. Fist fight.
Okay.
Hi, Hattie.
She's fine.
No, she's not.
Hattie.
Okay, we're back.
It's gonna be picked up by the mic. Anyway. Yes, it does. We tested earlier, yeah, and it was on there. Everything. Okay. Anyway.
Then why does it matter who I'm looking at?
Because we said so.
Go.
We're the professionals.
Go.
Anyway. Once again, if they have powers, minions, or weapons, they can use those. This is literally anybody who's not a villain. So get yourselves ready. Mad Hatter versus Maui.
Maui.
Maui's the god. But, like I said, Mad Hatter has all the Wonderland characters have, like, Wonderland Fae magic.
It doesn't matter. Maui.
Maui is a demigod, not a god.
But remember when he had his powers taken? Didn't he? Was that him?
But as long as he has his hook, he can turn into anything he wants. He can escape. He can.
But the Mad Hatter can eat the hook.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, Maui.
He eats the tea plates. Mm. Well, now I'm mad. Anyway, the Beast versus Genie.
Genie.
Rude.
Phenomenal cosmic power.
I mean, there's a lot of fun. Figment versus Pinocchio.
Figment.
Pinocchio ain't got anything.
Yeah.
He gets too close to a flame and he goes deep.
And Figment's a dragon.
And he bounces. He's hyper. Yeah.
All right.
And he has power to do anything he wants.
It's a Figment of the imagination.
Yeah.
Buzz versus Donald. Human-sized Buzz. Versus Donald with the same rules that Pete had.
Buzz.
Buzz is made of plastic.
Okay.
Yeah, he's still made of plastic.
He can fly.
They're still made of the material. They've just been grown up to.
Donald's got a bad attitude
and a giant hammer.
Really fast and a giant hammer. So I think Donald. Yeah.
Okay.
And Buzz's laser is just a blinky light.
Yeah, I should have said that. Even if they're human size, they're still made of the material they're made of. Okay. So lots of still stuff.
But since when does Donald have a hammer?
When we bought those stickers, he has a giant mallet.
He always destroys things with a big giant hammer he pulls out of his feathers.
Okay.
Anyway, Donald wins.
Yes, Donald.
Whatever.
If he wins, he can buy some pants. Anyway, Hercules, I think I spelled that wrong, versus Woody.
Wait a minute. How can. Oh, never mind.
Hercules.
But this is half human Hercules. This is not the end, full god Hercules.
But he's still way stronger than the skinny cowboy.
Woody's arm almost fell off from a stitch popping.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Just tear Woody in half.
Skinny cowboy.
But here's the thing.
He can lasso.
When Woody got his arm ripped off, he was still like, he could still function.
Okay.
For the most part.
That's like the guy.
He couldn't.
It's like the knight from
Monty Python.
It's but a flesh wound. I don't have an arm, but I can still fight you. What would he get his arms and all of his arms and legs? Just gonna walk away.
Mm. Anyway. Herc moves on. Yeah. Ralph versus Stitch.
Oh.
Once again, human-sized Ralph.
Really strong Stitch.
But he's not made out of code. He's a human.
Yeah, but Stitch is crazy.
Stitch could just have Jumba delete Ralph.
No.
No.
Because Stitch is on his own. This.
You,
yeah.
Why?
Because Jumba's not his minion.
Yeah,
Jumba's his friend.
Hunting for
he's
him.
Just a dude.
They hang out in groups.
Yeah, because Jumba's technically his dad.
But Jumba doesn't necessarily. He's just a big guy. He doesn't.
He has guns.
He's
genius.
Huh?
He has guns. They have like plasma.
Oh yeah, guns. They do have guns.
He's a genius. Like, he created Stitch from nothing.
I say Stitch. Sorry, Ralph.
I still think Stitch. Too.
Stitch also has two extra arms. So.
Sorry, Ralph.
It's like what's going on in the parks right now. I crossed out the wrong one. Oopsies. Jim Hawkins versus Quasimodo. Now.
Sit down.
All of you sit down. Treasure Planet. He's a dude. He was a pirate. He's got a sword. He's got Morph. Morph is adorable. You'll love Morph.
Okay.
He's got space. He's got like a space surfboard. Quasi has Esmeralda, Phoebus, and the Gargoyles.
And a hump.
He does.
And who?
And he's like extremely strong.
Yeah, he's
because he pulls those bells. He's also deaf because of the bells. Fun facts.
Yeah.
And he, like, the part of his disfigurement is just different muscle mass. Like, that's different muscle, what's the word? Development. Mm-hmm. So he's stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna go with him.
And Jim's just a dude.
The real hunchback could have been a Down syndrome child.
He could.
Yep.
Because they have different muscle structure than normal people.
And something else to say in that movie is Quasimodo has red hair and green eyes, which are originally mutations. So adding on to the fact that he has the disfigurement is the fact that he was in France with red hair, which is just a thing that, like, wasn't really cool back then. Anyway, who wins?
Was it cool?
I said Quasimodo.
People didn't like that.
Yeah, so we're going to Quasimodo.
Yeah, of course you are. Well, you need to watch that movie.
There are two Disney movies I've never seen. Planet and Atlantis.
The best song from...
Isn't Atlantis one? No, Titan. No. What? Ooh.
Atlantis is really good. You need to watch Atlantis.
That's the Disney one, right?
Yeah, Atlantis has Michael J. Fox in it.
Mm-hmm.
Main character. And then we watched Treasure Planet once. All three of you fell asleep.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Because it's amazing. And the main song...
That's why we fell asleep.
Hush.
You guys are showing me...
The main song?
The main, not the main song, but like the biggest song, the best song is by the guy from the Goo Goo Dolls.
I
forgot his name, but the
Johnny Resnick, I think.
I think so. Jim Resnick.
No,
the,
it's Johnny.
Whatever. The lead singer of Goo Goo Dolls.
Johnny Resnick. I thought he was the Nine Inch Nails.
Trent Reznor.
Resnick.
Nah, I was close.
Rez is a weird word. Anyway, the main singer from Goo Goo Dolls did the song from Treasure Planet. It's a really good song.
Mm.
Okay. Last one of the 16. Baymax, Cheshire Cat.
Baymax.
This is not Armored Baymax.
Don't care, Baymax. My vote, Baymax.
So the Cheshire Cat is like a figment.
Well, we had this discussion the other day.
The Cheshire Cat's kind of like Randall.
He's figment. He can do anything.
And smile and disappear.
Yeah.
Well,
Baymax can...
So if Baymax goes to punch him, he can disappear.
But Baymax has a super strong endoskeleton covered by a poofy exoskeleton.
That can be popped by the cat's claws.
Okay, but if he pops it, he can still move. He just doesn't like it.
But what if he shorts out, like we said the other day?
That's if his battery dies. That's the only thing.
Well, his battery died in the movie.
The cat could drag on the fight so long that his battery dies.
I still got Baymax.
Well, you're wrong. It's such a cat.
And Baymax has the other Big Hero 5s.
Majority vote, Cheshire Cat.
Who's the majority?
Me and you.
I guess it's him.
I didn't say.
I made the rules. I pick who wins.
Well, that...
I'm rigging the game.
What's the point of this?
For fun.
Anyway.
Maui, Genie.
R.I.P.
Maui or Genie?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Maui.
Genie. I'll tell you why.
Okay,
he can do anything. He can be anything.
So can Maui.
Maui can be...
Maui can only be animals. Genie can turn into a gun and shoot Maui.
Genie can turn into any body, anything. He can grow to any size. He can shrink to any size.
He can shrink people into wishes.
Fine.
Also, Genie should win all of it because he's
phenomenal cosmic power.
Whatever.
Figment Donald.
Now he has a hook.
Figment.
Wonderful. He's got the magic.
Mm-hmm.
Donald's got the hammer.
That's it.
He's not going to get close enough to Figment.
Uh-uh.
Buzz was made of plastic.
Next.
Hercules and Stitch.
Hercules says he's still a demigod.
Yeah, he's still he has a super strength.
Like Maui. It's gonna come down to Hercules. No, it ain't.
Because Maui just lost. Herc is he's just super strong. That's the only thing.
Stitch is crazy.
He doesn't have like a healing factor or anything. He's just super strong.
Crazy always wins.
Stitch has got the I'll go Stitch.
Stitch doesn't have a healing factor, but he is also super strong. He has two extra arms.
Yeah.
Stitch moves on.
And there's 625 other of him he could
call. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Leroy and Stitch. Remember that.
I love Leroy.
Leroy and Stitch.
It's an amazing Precious, movie. Precious, is that his girlfriend's name?
Angel.
Angel.
Oh.
Which is weird, because technically, they're cousins.
They're
siblings, even. Because,
No, there was some reason she wasn't. She was created by something completely different.
Either way.
I don't remember.
Leroy was the evil Stitch.
He wasn't the sandwich-eating Stitch?
No, that was Reuben.
I love Reuben.
Yeah, Reuben.
He was on the show.
Because,
Is his favorite sandwich a Reuben?
I don't know. But in the show... Lilo names all the ones that, were freed after Jumbo came out.
Mm-hmm.
And she named him Reuben, and it's adorable.
But then he went to work with
what's his face?
The fish guy.
Oh, I forgot his name, too.
The fish guy?
Gantu,
right.
Oh, yeah.
The big orca whale guy.
But he
really
wasn't a sidekick. He just
made
fun of him a lot.
They were, like, frenemies.
I got sandwiches.
And then, what's his face? I forgot his name.
The rat.
Hamsterville.
Some stuffy.
That was Gantu's like friend. In that movie, Gantu's kind of stupid in the show. He's just like a
he was stupid. He's a goofy one.
No, in the movie he was like an actual military strategist.
Mm, still bummed.
Okay. Anyway.
Next.
Quasimodo Treasure Cat.
Quasi.
Yeah. I wanted one Wonderland character in the finals.
No.
Rude. I got Figment, it's fine.
They couldn't defeat a 16-year-old girl.
Yep.
They didn't need to.
They tried.
Hatter didn't. Sure. Hatter just invited her to a tea party and Chesh tried to like confuse her all the time.
Go. Chesh was just high.
They're all high.
That's true.
We're all a little higher. Genie versus Figment.
Genie, I guess.
Sounds tough. Yeah,
but for the same reasons you said before, he can be turned into anything, be anything.
Figment is magical, but he's also very small.
He's just kind of mischievous. He doesn't have the angry side. He could bring in.
What was the thing from the Muppet Vision? The purple thing.
The purple thing. The little.
Yeah.
The bee thing?
I want to say Waldo or something.
It turned into a
the spirit of 3D or whatever.
Yeah, it was like this weird spinning 3D. Thing. It like floated. I don't know.
I'll look it up later. I always forget. Anyway, Figment moves on because he's Figment. No, Genie moves on. Because Genie's bigger. Stitch, Quasimodo.
Stitch. Quasimodo can only move so fast. Stitch
crawl walls. He is kind of slow, dude.
That is true.
Stitch is going to take it.
Yeah.
So Stitch or...
Stitch and Genie.
Ooh. Still gonna go with Genie.
Explain.
Just because Genie can... Stitch, all Genie's gotta do is pick him up, carry him out to the ocean, and drop him.
Yeah.
Dang, that's
Stitch
hard.
Don't lock the door. Or you know what? Genie can just walk up to him, turn into a puddle, a big barrel of water, and put a lid on himself. Stitch is dead.
Yeah. That's fun. Yeah. Alright, so now we have... So now we have Genie versus Ursula.
Ooh.
In the finals.
I still think Ursula.
I still go Genie.
Whatever
Ursula's weakness is, Genie can create something to...
A giant boat to stab her in the stomach?
If he really wanted to be mean, he could just put a lightning bolt up her tail. Tentacle.
Octopi don't have tails.
Whatever. But now he could drive. He could just take her off out of the water and... Hang her up over the ocean.
Well, she was fine out of the water because she had. Did you remember when she got giant?
Every octopus can live out of the water for a little while, but over time she would eventually dry up and die. Yeah. It happens. I still think she's still dependent on water, and when Genie, they're cephalopods.
I knew that, but I didn't know if that was like they had the same rules as living in the river.
Fish can live up to like 6 hours out of water.
But are they happy?
No. Are they happy in water?
Yeah. They can breathe.
Yeah.
Do fish have feelings?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you ever seen a sad fish?
The one that killed himself here.
Yeah.
He
was sad. What was his name?
Finn.
Finn.
Ooh, bad taste.
Ooh, that's sad.
Brady didn't kill himself.
Anyway.
No, but he is dead.
Moving on.
Alright, so that's your whole shit there?
Who won? Ursula or Genie?
Genie.
Okay.
I say Genie.
Okay. Genie is the ultimate...
Mom has to vote, too.
Sure, Genie.
Genie's the ultimate Disney character. The end.
Because Genie can turn in... Like Dad said, Genie can turn into anything, do anything. Mm-hmm. Ursula can't. She can just swing her tentacles around and yell.
And yes, that was my only shtick, because I thought it would take longer than you just saying, boom, boom, and then we move on. Mm-hmm. Thought we'd have actual debates here.
We had debates.
Wonderful. Okay. Let's talk something else then. We're going to talk Disney rides now again. Because you weren't involved last time. And hush. This is going to be different last time. Because last time we talked about ride rethemes. What we wanted to see. What we thought was going to happen. Since then, Splash Mountain has become more Tiana based. And
more?
Well, they've moved along in development.
Yeah.
They're
halfway done.
Construct. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's my point.
They took the middle finger off the top.
Anyway. And then in... But last time we did it, they had just closed Splash Mountain and were just starting development. Anyway, they're going to talk about ride closings. What we want to see, what we don't want to see, what we think would be like a major change in the parks, and just overall what rides that have been closed and why they were closed, that kind of stuff.
Land or world or both?
We're going to do like we did last time. We're going to go through every world park, and then if we have time, we can go through land and the California park. Adventure.
Okay.
So we're going to start with Animal Kingdom, which...
we want to see closed?
We can do what we want to see closed, what we miss after it was closed, and what we think would be in big uproar if it was closed. So I'm saying I want closed, Touch Me a Bug, because it's horrible and I hate it. And I want to fight whoever came up with the idea.
Well, you will be glad to know that it is.
It's Zootopia, right?
I think so.
Why? Why is it a Zootopia? Why is it,
I don't
why
know.
Is Zootopia under the tree?
Because the bugs have aged out.
Well, I know that.
And there's infinite things
canonically.
That can do with, there's infinite things that can do with Zootopia.
Yeah.
The only thing I like about that is that it's under the tree. There is. Is there? The word on? No.
Yes.
Anyway. Something that was closed, that I was very surprised, we talked about this last time, was Primeval World. It's
yes,
closed.
But that was
and it's
for
also,
a good reason.
It's also gone.
Yep.
That's a plot of land.
Mm-hmm. Now they're
what the heck?
Into, I think they, that's what they're making. I thought that's what they're making. Zootopia.
But as it's now Dinorama, Dinoland, whatever, there's just a big plot of land there.
Yeah.
There's nothing there anymore. And that was two tracks plus a covered queue, and it's just white.
Disney Magic is dead.
Mm. Also, the Triceratops is fine there because they don't have another spinny ride there. But also, it's just kind of boring.
Yeah, just another spinning ride.
Everest should stay forever until
ever
the end
and
of time.
Ever. Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only remain of a Beastly Kingdom we have
so
left.
Is that your, no, it's not.
What's the other one?
All of Avatar Land?
That's not Beastly Kingdom. That's Avatar. That's two different things. Avatar's own property.
Well, that's, okay.
I think I'm saying so because.
That's why it's not all straight animal. That's why they put it. That's the excuse for putting Avatar there. Well, this is supposed to be real and imaginary. Creatures. Okay.
Whatever. It's like Star Wars Land. I hate it. Anyway.
Wow.
That's all for me. For Animal Kingdom.
So, okay. So, we should pick one that should never...
You can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
For Animal Kingdom, something that can go away and just disappear.
Something you want closed, what
something
you don't want closed,
closed,
and what...
is Avatar Land. It's not that I don't think the rides are probably great. We've went on one. And the lines are huge. And it's really cool to look at, but it doesn't belong there. I think that not a zoo and animal conservation should have been the focus of Animal Kingdom forever. Something that I want brought back, the original 42-minute long Nemo show, because I don't care how long it was, that was my favorite thing they ever put at Animal Kingdom.
We still quote that every day.
And something that should be, that if they closed it would make everybody mad.
Mm-hmm.
The Festival of the Lion King.
Oh yeah.
And I'm fine with them closing it. It's good, but
it's fun. It's fun to watch. But also
better than the musical.
It's a nap. There was a time I was sitting there recording it, or live.
You said this last time. You can't say it again.
I was live streaming. I start falling asleep.
I listened to yesterday's yesterday. I mean, last week's yesterday.
My hand goes down. So,
okay, but let me give. Yeah, any sit down, dark, cold room, he's going to fall asleep.
He's narcolepsy.
Spaceship Earth and Muppet Vision is his favorite napping place. PhilharMagic, he's fallen asleep in. Carousel of Pride, all of those.
Muppets
anything?
One time, I felt 100% like I had a dream.
He was snoring.
I was. And it was nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can't go. You can't. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't watch movies with this man. He will fall asleep.
Lion King was a rough. Was, I didn't understand how I fell asleep in that one either.
Lion King was interesting. To say, I was going to say something.
Mom's turn.
No, there was something I was going to say that, to pay off, back off you. I completely forgot what it was. So, move on.
Okay, so I think they should bring back the original Safari with Little Red. That script. The Nata Zoo theme. I loved the Nata Zoo theme. A ride they could do away with, Dinosaur. I've never been a fan of that ride because it's painful.
Yeah, but it's also a fun ride.
No,
it was too painful.
The queue's fun, the story's fun, the vehicles are the big downside.
We have been
big downside.
25 times-ish. And in that time, Dinosaur's been there the entire time. We have ridden it maybe 3 times.
Yeah, because it hurts so
times,
bad.
We walked off going, we need to go take a nap.
But if they would
Spaceship Earth.
If they would change the mechanics, it'd be fine because the story is a decent story.
But that mechanics is what that whole that's what that whole ride's built on. It's the same thing as the Indiana Jones mechanics,
mm-hmm.
and so oh my god, this is because the ride vehicle is the big like technology. Mm-hmm. They need to, yes, they can have a dinosaur ride, which I really don't, they need to get rid of. They need to transfer that to a Zootopia ride and make it more smooth.
They're going
to
make like a chase scene, probably. Yeah. A chase thing.
Anyway, and if they ever take away Everest, I will be extremely mad, and right. I will be the first one in line to pick at that.
Also,
Do you think Everest is the most popular ride at Animal Kingdom anymore?
It's the only ride at Animal Kingdom anymore. Outside of Avatar, which sucks. Yeah, it's probably the most popular.
There's
yeah.
4 hour waits for Avatar.
Because people, it's Avatar. Still? Because it's Avatar, and people can watch the movie in line.
Lord. Still, and it's supposed to be the best ride at Disney.
Well, it's not. It's
simulator. I wouldn't understand what's going on.
You
want a
simulator? You go to Universal.
You don't have to, though. You ride on the back of this thing. I don't know what they're called. Big blue thing. You stick your tail in.
I think it's called a Banshee.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And there's points where it's breathing, and you're supposed to be able to feel it's breathing, it moves you.
I don't like that.
That still sounds cool.
But I thought it wasn't made for fat people.
It's not made for people with big calves. Tall people have problems with it, too, because the ride vehicle... The part of it comes up behind your knee, and if it can't lock into place because it can't get around your knee,
is it a Tron?
Both are the same. They're almost the same when it comes to the leg thing, and they've shown you ways to get into it. And I wouldn't probably be able to ride it because of just the position you have to get into, and my legs are so long. That's the problem. It's not really necessarily now people who have giant calves. Yeah, they're gonna have problems.
Oh, okay,
but. If you can get the thing up in your knee, you're okay. But then you have to get in such a weird position, it's like you're riding a motorcycle.
It's not enjoyable anymore, yeah.
Because they're excluding people.
They're not on course.
I just remember, Rafiki's Planet Watch. I'm talking about Not a Zoo. That thing needs to stay for a while because that's the biggest...
Yeah, but it's such a long walk to get to it.
If it was closer and if there was more stuff in between, it'd be better. But I think it's... That they'd keep so far away because it's a reserve.
Yeah,
my favorite part of Animal Kingdom for years and years and years that we went was the ride from the train station to the train station because it showed all the background stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, oh, we had a new rhino born, and it'd be like, out there. You're like, oh my God, there it is. It was really cool. But now they don't even talk about that as much. They just kind of take you out there and dump you, and you have to walk a mile to get to the actual thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they should give you like a quick entrance where you just walk around the corner, you're there, not take the whole jungle trek.
And there's the people who can't walk that far as well.
And I don't know if it's the ADA path is accessible. Yeah, ADA accessible.
I think it is. Everything is. Alright, next one, Epcot. This thing has changed.
Close the whole thing.
Be nice. Epcot has changed so much.
For the worse.
In be nice.
Go to Universal, get to DeLorean, go back in time 10 years. And that's your...
Okay, let's talk about what has changed.
Everything.
Test Track used to be... Before they got sponsored, Test Track was test dummies.
So, hang on.
It was better.
They were still sponsored.
Before we talk about that, Future World has changed. World Showcase has barely changed.
Exactly.
World Showcase is never really going to change because every country is built the way the country was.
They got frozen.
Right.
So, and they've got Ratatouille. They're putting more Disney commercial stuff into those countries, but that doesn't make... That doesn't make them change the country itself. So the idea of Future World is it's supposed to evolve and change. The problem is it's not evolving to new technology or new insights into the way the world's going to work. It's turning more into different crazy things they put in there, like
Moana. The Moana water walkthrough, which nobody wants.
Everybody thinks, it's beautiful, but it doesn't fit
there.
It's
a walkthrough. Who wants to walk? Both
interventions, mouse gears, all this stuff to put in Moana. And they took out all
which should have been at Animal Kingdom if it was anywhere.
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense at Epcot.
Or Adventureland.
Anyway. So, everything's changed.
Horizons is now... No, Ellen's is now Guardians.
Yeah.
Which is supposed to be awesome, but
Horizons is Mission Space, I think. The land hasn't changed that much.
If you are really from what it originally was, because they put in Soarin'. Which is the biggest draw to the land.
But that's also been there, 15 years now?
But the other problem is, yes, they put in things, but then you look at the stuff that was originally there. I went to Epcot in 92.
The original stuff's kind of boring.
It was boring.
Fair.
Because you're right. Here's Horizons, which is about the future. Here's whatever the one test track, World of Motion, which is about transportation in the future. Here's the Living Seas, which is about living underwater.
In the future.
But it wasn't very futuristic. Like, it wasn't, I don't know.
I still think the after
think evolution's cool, but I don't think it has to be have a Disney character tied to it.
I think the after Living Seas is really cool though. The aquarium part of Living Seas is amazing.
Oh, the good band back in the day, Living Seas, the ride was way bigger. Was amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was way longer than the Nemo ride.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got on it, you actually saw fish and animals mm-hmm. and under like sunken things, and it was like, oh, this is cool. You know that none of the windows in the Living Seas are connected to the walls, right?
It's the pressure from the water that holds them in place.
Scary. Anyway.
Yeah, it is very scary.
You drain that sucker, everything's falling apart.
Yeah. It's very scary.
Anyway.
Or there's a decompression of water. Anyway, sorry.
Also, the Wonders of Life is now gone. It's being turned into something, I'm sure.
No, it's that's what's ironic. It's not.
I thought they were turning it inside out.
No.
Or something.
They're just letting it sit there.
Gross.
And they open it during Food and Wine. And
yeah, there's festivals stuff.
They make a pavilion out of it.
And it looks like time stood still in 1992.
Like Timmy or whatever his name was.
Buzzy.
Buzzy is gone. He got stolen. And some of the other stuff isn't there. And I did get to go through Waters of Life one time. It was really cool. We did Body Wars. We did Body Wars.
Yeah.
Star Tours, Body Wars, yes. We did all those. But that was the only time we got to do it, I think, once.
Food and Wine Festival in
2009,
yeah.
Yeah,
he was.
But it was like, the day I'd walked out in 1992, I'd walked back in 2009, and it hadn't changed. Because they just leave it closed. So it's not, I don't think it's coming back, but I don't think they're going to do anything with it. It's kind of off the beaten
path. It's been too long.
It's there, and you don't have to mess with it. But, so Epcot, I'm going to start, because they need to bring back Old Test Track.
Yes.
They need to. I like the new Guardians thing. That looks really cool. Did you ride
it? It's amazing. Yeah, shut up. The queue's great. The music's great. Rock and Roller Coaster lives on through what's Guardians.
And something I think would uproar people if they closed it.
Figment.
Spaceship Earth.
Spaceship Earth, yeah. That's another one.
Yeah, but they close it and they redo it and they change it and they bring it back.
So Spaceship Earth has not changed. They just added different robots. It's just maintenance. Shit.
That's changed.
If you take out the Rome smell, people will be mad.
I think if they took out Figment for real, like he was gone, I think a lot of hardcore Disney people will be mad.
But he's such a piece of the festivals, too. He's the mascot for Epcot.
They're trying to do this.
I think that he's never going to go. I think the ride may change or just close, but I think that Figment will always be there in some form. That's what people, if they said, okay, Figment's dead, we're not bringing him back. I think that's when people will be like, oh.
I will kill somebody. If you take my purple dragon, I will kill you. If you replace it with Inside Out of all things, I will double kill you, because that's horrible.
These are the feelings of writing, not anyone.
Give Inside Out their own thing. Leave Figment alone, because Figment on its own has such a cult following. It's like Orange Bird at this point. Mm-hmm. He's such a synonymous character, and everyone knows him in Disney, that they need to keep him. He's such a big thing for Epcot. He's on the freaking construction walls at this point. He's everywhere, and he's such a money draw. He has his own comics. He has everything. Everyone wants to pick my stuff.
Yeah, the merch is a good seller.
All right, Mom's turn.
Okay, so something that definitely bring back the original test track with the test dummies and the good music.
I say close Mission Space too.
Bring back the original Mission Space with Gary Sinise, because the new Mission Space is boring.
What do you want closed?
Yeah, what do you want to get rid of?
Get rid of.
Completely, just gone. I feel like there was one Epcot ride you absolutely hated.
I'm not a huge fan of Nemo, but I can take it or leave it.
Nemo's horrible.
Living with the Land, take it or leave it, but it's iconic, but it needs to stay.
Something I like about Living in the Land is when you're in the greenhouse areas, there's sometimes different references.
Yeah, yeah. In the last 30 years since I've been going to that place, they have not changed that script almost at all.
You're not supposed to.
But
you could at least, yeah, you could change.
You're supposed to live with the land, brother.
They used to have a person, a guide.
Yeah,
a human guide, but not anymore.
Make it like Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, they did. It was like that originally, and then they changed it to just a recording.
To be a teaching park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're supposed to come out of there going, oh my gosh, from between the countries and the rides.
Yeah.
You aren't supposed to get in thrills, you're supposed to be getting educated.
Fun fact, In the original, when Worlds first started, the only place you could buy, not alcohol. The only place you could buy alcohol was at Land. And then in the World Showcase, they wanted zero Disney stuff associated with it.
Yes.
Because you could get alcohol there.
Yes.
And that's how Hidden Mickey started, because they started hiding Mickeys in the pavilions. People were like, oh, there's a Mickey, and they started doing it in everything.
Something that could go away, and I would not be hurt by this at all, is the ride in Mexico.
How dare you? I think if for something to bring back, I want them to bring back the original Maelstrom, because I want to ride that.
The what?
The original Maelstrom. Yeah,
ride.
Mm-hmm. But I want to ride it because I like Norwegian mythology, or Norwegian, like,
history.
Culture, yeah.
Culture.
And bring back the Prey of the Platypus thing, because that's amazing. Just update it. Put more money into it. Yeah, and the, like, Doomsperts
pursue. But the Frozen ride is much better than I thought it was going to be.
But I just want to ride Maelstrom, because I think it's a really cool ride.
Yeah, and I like the queue for Frozen.
Do they have anything for the Doofenshmirtz Perry thing? You know that,
there's some stuff still there, but, yeah, the video where Pavenmeyer has the Doofenshmirtz thing? Yeah, I saw it the other day.
It's up on his refrigerator.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But I think when we go back, we need to look for that stuff in the World Showcase. Because there's a door somewhere, there's something in, there's the bird from in Mexico still there. I know that.
I thought they rethemed it all to DuckTales or something.
It wasn't happening when we were there.
It was Kim Possible.
Yes.
Kim Possible.
And then it became Perry.
Uh-huh.
Which we did both of them.
Yeah.
I remember Kim Possible.
Yeah, you were too little.
You were little. And then when Perry was around, you were like 6.
I remember Perry very
And you loved and doing loved that.
Because it was awesome.
And then, but
that was always,
always
my favorite.
It took so much time.
To yes, it really
away
did.
Away from your day. Just like that stupid thing Magic Kingdom had where...
Oh, the cards. I remember the cards.
Yeah. The map and the cards.
Anyway, there's another thing I was going to say that should bring back. I completely forgot what it was. You got me off track. Sorry. We're going through, it was Perry, and then it was Maelstrom. Oh, Cranium Command. Because I want to ride that. That seems very fun.
Well,
make a new
I
one.
Thought they found him.
I thought they did too, but I'm not sure.
But I don't think he was in good shape.
No, of course
aww,
not.
Poor
he wasn't. He wasn't in good shape when he was stolen.
Well, no, but like who
the
in the crap?
With the people, because it was like, I mean, in that show, it was George Wendt and Dana Carvey and Kevin Nealon and all these people that are iconic actors from the 80s.
90s.
And you're watching it going, that's George Wendt's playing the bladder or whatever he was.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. Maybe
it was
stomach.
It was bladder, stomach, and then, like, lungs, I think.
It was heart. It pumped you up.
Heart. Anyway, I want to ride that again, because that sounds very fun.
Okay.
Well, they should take away, I said Mission Space, because Mission Space is horrible, and I hate it. The one thing they did bring, which I'm very excited about, is the Figment meet and greet.
Yes.
Where you can go meet Figment, and he's fallen over, like, 6 times.
Yeah, poor guy.
It's hilarious.
Or girl.
It's hilarious, but it's horrible.
It's so sad.
Because he just trips, and then he's just gone. But yeah, I want them to reopen the thing above Figment for public because it's awesome. Move ImageWorks back up there and expand the Figment ride because we want more Figment.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing.
Uh-huh. You know why?
Because
it's not accessible to enough people.
Oh, you're right.
There is an elevator, but it takes forever to get mm-hmm. people up. So they make that DVC because there's very few people that were going to go up there from DVC needing the elevator. They could walk up because it's that little rounded staircase. So it's really hard to have too many people up there. It's never been a public area because you can't have that many people in that small space by fire code during busy times.
I think that they also need to bring back Mouse Gear because Mouse Gear is awesome.
Yes, that's an icon.
And the damn pig. Bring me back my pig.
Oh yes, the pigs.
And you could revamp it though now.
They could have done that before they tore it down.
I think mm-hmm. I think having
what would Piggy have? Now it's time for inflation.
Yeah,
fair.
Yeah.
Lost all of your money.
He talked about inflation in his little speech.
Well,
I think we need inventions now more than ever because there's so many things you could learn from that.
You get to the end. Sorry, groceries have now gone up 400%. You're broke.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you do Piggy with today's numbers, I mean, boom. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff in... There's that color thing, too. I like that color thing.
The color thing was cool. They
mm-hmm.
did it right before they closed it.
Yeah. Anyway, I feel like now whenever we need interventions in there. And the freaking Electric Umbrella, because I want that back.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Okay,
it was yummy.
My
Club Cool.
Start with, just go back, get the time machine, go back 10
years.
Epcot before 2015 was perfect.
It was good. It was great.
But keep Guardians. Guardians is really cool.
Don't go all the way back to 1995, but 2010 was good.
Yeah.
Do you think there's anything in old parks that was like problematic today? Like they just could not have.
Oh, yeah.
Like Splash Mountain.
No, that's...
But is there anything in the past that they could, like, that would just not fly today?
I'm sure.
Anyway.
I think some of the street performers probably would be a little insensitive.
The ones at MGM?
The ones in there were some at MGM, some on Main Street that were more like...
Stereotypes?
Yeah, like too Southern. Too Reconstructionist kind of thing.
Perfect segue into next one is Hollywood Studios.
What would MGM.
Your mother. What do you bring back? What do you get rid of? What do you...
You bring back the original name, MGM. But
MGM was its own thing now.
MGM has always been its own thing. But the thing is that the contract ended with them and they didn't renew.
So they can't bring...
They can't rename.
Legally cannot rename it.
No, they can't. But it does. Hollywood Studios sounds dumb. Especially since it's in Florida. Even though there is a Hollywood, Florida, but there's nothing like Hollywood, California. Anyway, I digress. Bring back the Earful Tower. Bring back the Sorcerer's Hat.
I said no to the hat.
2015.
Hat's in the way.
Falling.
Anyway, as I was saying.
Let's skip to rides. What ride do you want to
Yeah.
Oh, the backstage. The
backlot tour.
Backlot tour. And make it, like, have more memorabilia and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to get rid of?
What do I want to get rid of?
Star Wars.
No.
All of it. No. Make it all Muppets.
I can't really think of, like, I can't run the rides through my head. I don't know what I would get rid of there. I can't think. Okay. Well, not get rid of, but revamp the Muppet Show.
How dare you?
For sure. Because it is so dated.
The same show since day one.
So dated.
How do you revamp it? They're the same characters. Also, you can't, because that was the last thing Jim worked on. Was that Kermit.
Okay, well, that's true.
I think so.
Okay, so the one ride that I would have said get rid of would have been the Hollywood, the Great Movie ride, but they already did that, so...
I like that. I want to ride that again.
No. So, that's taken. Other than that, I don't know. I would say do away with Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
But people still like it.
Mm. We've never gone to it.
I did once.
Yeah, I remember seeing it one time.
I think so.
I remember as a kid, we went a couple times because people got picked from our family to be in it.
Yeah. I know. I've only seen it once. Okay, so what did I say? Get rid of... They've already done what I would say get rid of.
Bring back something.
Bring back.
You just said a bunch of landmarks and name and the backlot.
And the backlot. Uh-huh. Backlot.
Okay.
And then one that don't touch it. Leave it alone. Don't touch it. Would have been Rock and Roller Coaster, but no.
Anyway.
The end.
I'm seconding the Rock and Roller Coaster. Bring it. Keep it Aerosmith or make it something that's not freaking Queen. Muppets. Want more Muppets. Give me more Muppets. Open the damn store again.
Yes.
Probably. Don't touch Tower of Terror. Tower of Terror is perfect. As is.
Mm.
Don't touch Fantasmic. Fantasmic's good.
Mm.
The Beauty and the Beast show. Have a second show. Have a one that's not Beauty and the Beast. So you can have two separate things. You know?
That's too much production.
No. In that same theater, because it's always Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
So you have Beauty and the Beast during at night, and during the day you have like Aladdin, or like.
That's too much though. That's too much set. So
also,
too much.
Do something more recent.
But Beauty and the Beast, that's a really good show.
You know, they in Comic Adventure they have the Cocoa puppets they have for like Dia de los Muertos. They have like these Cocoa puppets they take out around Pixar Plaza.
They have that. Mm-hmm.
To bring that to World, have a Cocoa puppet show.
But they've already got a puppet show in there. I think they should have a variety kind of thing where it's like a tour through the golden age of Disney.
Cool.
Lion King, bring a little bit of Lion King in, bring a Beauty and the Beast, bring a Nemo.
Start with Steamboat Willie and go all the way through.
Just the Renaissance where Disney refound itself. Lion King, Little Mermaid,
Aladdin,
Beauty and the Beast.
There's another one.
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
No.
That was part of that.
It did not help.
But it was part of it. Fight me.
Maybe
I do love
Tarzan.
Oh yeah, I do love Toy Story Land. That's just amazing, absolutely amazing. I have not got to ride Slinky Dog, but I really hope to get to ride Slinky Dog one day.
Slinky was very fun.
I really would like to eat at Andy's barbecue place or whatever that.
Woody's Roundup.
Yeah, sure, whatever. I would really like to eat there. And of course, Toy Story Mania is amazing.
It's perfect. Don't touch it.
Don't touch it. Oh. The Buzz Ride, take it or leave it. I don't like to be slingshotted around.
But it's Buzz is aliens.
Yeah, it's Buzz is aliens, but he's the big giant Buzz is standing in front of it. So the alien ride, I could do it with that, but yes, and
it is
another one that hurts. Yeah, it's
the
exact same ride.
Exactly. This is Mater.
But it hurts, so you could do away with that one.
I say also get rid of Star Wars, of course, and well, bring back the animation courtyard.
Oh,
great.
Yeah, that one was really good.
Get rid of the launch bay, but keep the Star Wars land in the back.
Yes.
Keep Star Tours, and get rid of Indiana Jones.
Okay, so I would say keep, or what would I say get rid of that would be controversial, and that would be get rid of Star Wars altogether. That people would be like, oh my god, I never got to do this and this. It's a cool place. The rides look cool, but I'm kind of Star Wars.
Over. I say we make an entire Star Wars park.
Bring back. They tried to do that. They tried to make that portion its own experience, and you saw how that happened.
The hotel thing,
yeah. Yeah, the space launcher, space shuttle. What would I bring back? Since you've already said Animation Courtyard, that was one of my things. The where they have the Frozen sing-along thing now?
Mm-hmm.
They used to have a show. That was
America. It was the American Idol thing.
Before that, they had a show where they went through all these TVs and they put you in them. The whole premise of MGM when you first started wasn't thrill rides. It was put you in the movies.
Ride the movies.
And so it wasn't ride the movies. It was put you in them. So it had people act out different scenes from movies as just people. So you'd go into they'd show you how they made production where you have these people standing there and doing something, and then they put you in the scene from Cheers where Sam's sitting there and he's like, hey, and you walk in and you're like, hey, can I get a beer? And they cut back to an actual scene from the show, so they show you how they try to make it look seamless when they piece it together. And then they did that with Gilligan's Island. It was just really cool when they picked people out and put them in, and I was in that.
I think all the backlot stuff should come back.
And
too.
what should go away?
Same Muppets, I'm leaving. Walking out of the room. I do like Muppets too. I like Muppets because of you. It's your fault.
And that's one of your napping spots.
No, I'm not saying Muppets.
You're a napping spot, bro.
I think they should get rid. What should come back or go away? Go away.
Whatever you want
to
do, man.
At this point, it's for me to go away. I think that the Little Mermaid ride should go away.
It has.
Little Mermaid did, no, not the ride.
The show?
The show.
It has.
Make it not Little Mermaid. Yeah, they're reimagining.
They have
it.
To redo the whole building because it's full of mold.
I want them to make either that or the Beauty and the Beast secondary show, live Tarzan soundtrack, because drums, it goes doodle doodle doodle.
Trash can.
Man, people's voices would be shot. You know, they could do that though. They could bring back Off Kilter and let them do it.
Ooh, what? Yeah. I wonder what would happen to them.
There was a band in that called Off Kilter.
They were like in the Canadian area.
Canadian bagpipe.
They were really good.
Kilts. They were weird, but they were really good. And they did cover songs most of the time.
I guess you can.
And they were right between Canada and the UK, and they had their own thing, and their shows were a big... people. There was a crowd that would gather for their shows.
That's awesome.
Kind of like, what was it? Bloods, Mulch, and Shears?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever it was. Mm-hmm. They drove a truck around. And they would
like the gardening band thing.
MGM, yes. And this was back in the day when they were smart enough to say, we can't put everybody in a queue. We got to have side stuff for people to do to control the crowds. Mm-hmm. Rather than have fewer people, we want to keep everybody and have entertainment. So this truck would drive around, and it was like a lawn service. And these guys would like stop their truck, like they were going to do something on the streets of whatever. And then they would start setting up music.
Streets of America.
Yeah. And then they would open up the hood, and they would power everything from their battery, it looked like. And they'd do cover songs for 10, 15 minutes, and they'd drive off, and everybody would be like, oh, that was great, and they'd walk away. Well, during that 15 minutes, 150, 200 people would watch them. That would keep people from trying to go to
rides.
A ride or a show or a shop, and it would keep people outside, but it spread the crowds out.
Universal kind of has that thing with beat builders.
Yes,
which I love.
Exact same thing.
I love that kind of
stuff. Blues Brothers.
Where
they used to have the Ghostbuster show at the end of the thing, which they don't do anymore. They used to do the same.
I feel like
they still do it to a point. The Harry Potter show.
Yeah.
The shows they do in
the Puppet one, and then they have the one at.
Yeah, they do one on both sides.
Hogsmeade. I feel like live entertainment like that is a big thing for Hogsmeade Studios and Universal.
Because they have to pay those characters more for their entertainment purposes, so they don't want to pay. They can rather just pay somebody and stick a person in a queue.
I also just love found trash instruments in music. Because beat builders, they just have sticks and metal and pipes, and like you're saying, the long guys.
They had real instruments.
Whatever. You get my point. And for Tarzan, you could have there's the one where they're messing with the camp thing. You have found instruments, or you have props.
Trash in camp.
Yes.
Okay, the thing I'd bring...
You can even hire Rosie O'Donnell.
I would bring back Osborne Lights.
Obviously. Oh, yes, absolutely.
All of Streets of America, because that's a really nice area.
Mm-hmm. It was a wasted area, but it was a break.
Yeah.
But it... Oh! What was it?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Park? Yeah, where you could go play in the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids area.
That movie was so boring. I hated it. I really
Mom
did.
Mom made you watch it.
The only thing I liked about it was the fact that Rick Moranis was a weirdo. That's always funny. That's always the best part.
That's a classic.
It's a weird movie. All
right, I didn't like it. What's the last one?
Magic Kingdom. So here's how we do Magic Kingdom stuff. We go land by land.
Oh, Jesus.
No, and then
we're already at an hour.
Okay. We'll go over. It's my show.
Okay.
We'll do the whole part.
And at that point, everyone went click.
Okay. Go.
You go.
Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom. We start in our circle. We go Adventureland. Adventureland, we'll just do one. We'll just do one thing for each land, though. We won't do a bunch of them. Adventureland, get rid of the carpets. They're useless. They're in the way. Nobody wants them there. Uh-huh. We have Astro Orbiter. We have Dumbo. Keep Dumbo. Mm-hmm. Get rid of the other two. Mm-hmm. Frontierland. There's not a lot in Frontierland, honestly.
They got get rid of Country Bear Jamboree, which they've done.
I said bring back Country Bear Jamboree. I love Country Bear Jamboree.
Only because it's a napping spot. That's creepy.
What's after that?
There's not anything in Frontierland you need to get rid of.
New Orleans / what's it called? Square. No, we'll do what's it called? Liberty Square. There's nothing there. We're skipping that.
Hall of Presidents is long, but it's pretty. It's kind of interesting.
Also, that's kind of a problematic
Great
one.
Great nap place.
That would be the That's a problematic one because you have Andrew Jackson people in it.
Well, there's also right now politically it's so
divided. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not worth it. I would say close to Hall of Presidents.
That's what I'm saying. Get rid of it.
Replace it with something very American and historical, but...
Leave the queue open and let people come
close
in.
Close Hall of Presidents, make it Hamilton. That's all I'm saying.
Huh? You want to talk about controversy.
Well, Disney owns Hamilton now. Not owns it, but...
They have streaming rights. Make it make it a review or whatever. I don't know.
Make it like an American
Close it.
Experience.
Get rid of it. Just destroy the building.
Frontierland, I would say get rid of it, only because I do not like water rides in any way, shape, or form, would be get rid of Splash Mountain, Tiana's Adventure, whatever it's called. But, anyway.
They still have the riverboat?
Tom Sawyer stuff?
No, the riverboat.
Yes, they still have the riverboat.
Yeah.
I've never ridden that.
Because it's a big old boat. Who cares?
You go to the back area and you see trees, and then you come back around.
The back side of trees.
Wonderful. That's a really good one. The Fantasyland. There's so much of Fantasyland. I say the carousel.
It's all the same.
I say... Well, no, they already did that.
Tiana, the princess meet and greet.
Well, that's a meet and greet.
There was a ride there.
It was Snow White.
Snow White. That was
I
creepy.
Say give Disney World a Pinocchio ride. Because I like the Pinocchio ride.
Idea.
Or Beauty and the Beast ride, so it's not just restaurants.
You know what? Put Mr. Toad in there. Everybody loves Mr. Toad.
Get rid of the Enchanted Tales thing, because that's kind of stupid, and put in Mr. Toad or the Pinocchio ride. Yeah. Or what if they put Mr. Toad in the Storybook Circus?
There's not enough room.
They can make room. Also, there's a thing coming soon called Smellophants, where there's going to be statues. There's going to be statues. It's like the Pink Elephant thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be statues that are themed to different smells. So it's going to be like a popcorn one that has the smellitizers that pumps out popcorn, cotton candy one, might be a peanut one.
Were they building this when you were there?
No. It's something they've had in development for a really long time.
Kids, you can go put their mouth in.
But then all those, yeah. And the, but all those smells running together.
It's going to be a smelling adventure where you have to go around
that.
And...
that's a waste.
JoJo's Circus trains that spit water at you.
They need JoJo Circus stuff there because that was Casey Water Park train. Yeah. Get rid of that and put in some JoJo Circus stuff because I think
JoJo Circus is too far long gone.
I think we need to put something either in Hollywood Studios or in Fantasyland of bring back your Disney Junior stuff.
Or, they still have the Disney Junior
thing. Or 90s Disney stuff. So you have
JoJo Circus. The only thing that was ever in the park since they had a little trailer right where Toy Story Mania is that you could go up to that was JoJo Circus like.
I remember that.
Like an airstream, and the characters would be out front. Mm-hmm. That was fun. Only thing.
That was cute. But
they used to have to play at the Disney puppet show. That was cool.
They still have that.
It's a dance party thing now. It's not a puppet show.
But they're still puppets, right?
Yeah, they're not. Not like there used to be.
It's like the thing we did at Land.
With Casey.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Where they had the people come out in the costumes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's right.
What else? Tomorrowland. Tomorrowland, get rid of the damn cars. I hate the cars.
Astro Orbiter
can just.
Yeah, that's true.
And Tron. Bye bye, Tron.
Did you ride Tron?
Nope. What? Nope.
33 seconds.
Oh, really?
It opened right after that.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought also, it happened.
I have zero interest in it.
I would say get rid of Barnstormer for sure because it only lasts like 32 seconds.
Make Barnstormer not Barnstormer. Make it.
And the line is always ridiculous long for a 30-second ride.
They have to find a way to make it faster, and it should have a height restriction. You cannot ride it if you're over this height.
Why?
I don't know.
Because it's for kids.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And so why are we having a 3-hour wait for something that a 3-year-old wants to ride?
Mm-hmm.
You don't. Me and Mom don't need to get in line to ride Barnstormer because it's just a little kiddie ride. I know, well, why do we ride Dumbo and all these other rides, but it's not the same. Because
Dumbo's iconic.
That is a designed ride for little children in a little children's land. Just make it where you can ride if you have a kid between these heights. Just like the stuff at Six Flags that's in the kiddie land. I could ride the stuff. No, I couldn't.
I could.
But you could ride everything in kiddie land, but unless your brother's with you, you can't. And pretty soon, he's going to go out of there.
Yep.
So we won't ever get to the kiddie land until we have kids.
Good. We can just move past it.
Anyway.
Never change Cosmic Rays. Cosmic Rays is
Cosmic peak. Rays is...
I think they should bring back the Cosmic Rays stage and moves. Yes. Back in the day, early 80s, the Cosmic Ray portion of the stage would rise up from the Utilidors.
Yeah.
And there was a group that would be on it, and real people.
Huh.
And they would put on a whole concert.
And now they have
the... would go back down, and Cosmic Ray would come from the ceiling back down to his...
Sunny Eclipse.
It was Sunny Eclipse, sorry. Sunny would come back down and start singing again. It was so crazy. I never saw it. It was way before my time. But there's video. There's very few videos out there, but there's video of it. And I was like, that would be cool. But I'm sure OSHA and safety and...
That's
a hand. I don't know.
I say demolish Storybook. Put Dumbo somewhere else. Demolish all
Storybook. Destroy so Storybook. Cute.
Make it either Toontown, again, or Alice in Wonderland, please. Because all we have are those stupid teacups and that one Cheshire Cat, whatever.
I did like the Mickey Minnie house. Then you fed directly from there into meeting Mickey and Minnie.
Yeah, we need more. We need that. In
I don't think Mickey and Minnie should be at the front being met. I think that whoever's at the front needs to be like the flavor of the month.
Yeah.
Like right now, it could be the people from Wish if they even have them.
They would put them in the parks though.
They could put them right there at the front when you walk in. Meet the characters and whatever the next big thing coming out is going to be, which will be
Inside Out 2, I think.
Inside Out 2. Have them in there.
I think.
And you can keep the princesses up there.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool with that. But Mickey and Minnie, Donald, Goofy, all the big hitters should be at the back as you exit Mickey and Minnie's.
They should be casual in the back, like their regular iconic clothes. Keep talking Mickey in the whatever.
They have Mickey in two spots in one.
Mm-mm.
That's a rule.
If it's different sides. Anyway.
They do have two Mickeys. Yeah. There's still a Mickey back there in Storybook? Yeah.
That's not. There's no characters.
Then who's back there?
Nobody. There's no characters.
They took that down.
Oh, like the circus? Oh,
yeah.
Donald. I remember Donald, Goofy, and Minnie.
Yeah, Evel Knievel, Goofy.
Yeah.
And it was Donald, Goofy, Minnie, and Daisy.
And they had different, like, circus things.
And Mickey was at the front. That's what it was. Okay, anyway. My point is, have Talking Mickey and Minnie, both of them, at the front in the whatever, the theater thing. And then have the secondary be whatever that special character is. Right now it would be Joy or the kid from Wish, whatever. And then outside, you have the rest of the Fab Five or Six or how many there are now in kind of regal clothes. So you have Goofy, Pluto, Donald, Daisy, and the Chipmunks in like nice clothes, suits, dresses.
The whole point was to bring back Mickey and Minnie's house in the back.
Yeah, definitely do that and have them in their casual clothes and then everyday, like, iconic clothes.
The whole point is to keep the magic for kids. Wait, I just saw Goofy up front and we came straight here and now Goofy's here and he's in different clothes.
Wow, he's fast.
But A, kids are so overwhelmed by everything else at Disney, they're going to forget by then. Nah. B, it's the very front of the park and then you have to go all the way to the back.
Think about how long it takes to get to the back.
You were three and you were asking, why is Mickey here? I just saw Mickey yesterday in his sorcerer outfit.
Because he is he was not a normal three-year-old.
But that doesn't...
I was autistic.
There are not... You're smart. There are also non-normal three-year-olds that are asked the same question.
Yeah, that's true.
For these kids. Just, I mean, one character per part.
Yeah.
Well, we just run the magic for kids that listen to this, so...
Huh?
We just run the magic.
Well, if there's a three-year-old listening to this, then their parents need to be...
4 or 5-year-olds.
Called upon.
My point is... I think Talking Mickey and should have a Talking Minnie with him. So you have both of them there. Mm-hmm. Like the Safari one. Mm-hmm. And then you have whatever the Flavor of the Month character is. And bring back the houses. I agree with you.
And bring back wishes.
Yes. That's our biggest one.
Dream a dream.
Give me my wishes.
Wishes.
Give me wishes.
Even I found that CD the other day over there.
Aww.
I have mine on copy upstairs.
It's on top of the computer.
Anyway,
but it's the original. Yeah.
If, even if it's for like a special thing, if it's for like a month or a 1 year revamp, or what, sorry, not revamp, bring back wishes. Come on.
I just wonder how hard that is to change, because they do it
like Halloween and Christmas.
Stuff. They bring back Hallowishes and all that stuff. So I'm wondering why Hallowishes. They just program, yeah, they used to have Halloween wishes.
Mm-hmm. It was more villain stuff.
You're not.
Look it up.
Google it.
I'm going.
Anyway, but no, like the whole.
Like the 4th of July one.
How hard would it be to reprogram the fireworks?
Fireworks, music, and projections.
That's easy. It's just a show.
Yeah.
They plan the show, they push a button, it runs.
Same thing with the fireworks. It's not that
the
hard.
The fireworks have to change because you have to have certain things loaded. Have you ever seen the firework place? Crazy. It's like a football field full of just cannons.
Well, if you already know how to do it from the original wishes, just do what you did then again.
Anyway.
I'm done. I said all I need to say.
Bring back Fast Pass.
The original Fast
Pass.
The original Fast Pass. Not stupid Genie Plus. And don't put Genie's name on that bullshit. Stop that.
I thought they did away with Genie Plus because...
No, so really Lightning Lanes.
Oh.
You still gotta pay for it.
We get the Dash Pass.
Yeah. Guess what? We're special. I'm special.
Yay, diabetes.
Yippee. One perk to being diabetic.
I'm a special boy.
We each get a pass where we can go.
Skip the lines.
We don't skip the lines.
I skip the lines.
No, we have to come back.
No,
at a designated time, unless it's a certain point, or they just say, fine, get on with it.
But I like Six Flags, they just let you out no matter what.
Six Flags is different.
Because that shockwave, that would have been a comeback, but they just said, nope, put you on.
That's a
because you were just one single person. You weren't four people.
But yeah. Six Flags is like the wish of Disney Parks.
Uh-huh. Really, wish for
rude, and B, it's helpful. It's very helpful. We need to do one episode where we actually explain all of that.
The day we went to Six Flags, had we not had that, as bad as we were.
Oh, you wouldn't have been running.
I had about the day because it was so horrible. Six Flags is crap right now. It would have been horrible. You wouldn't have written anything.
Mm-hmm.
We would have spent a bunch of money on stuff we didn't want to, and we would have been told you can't do this, 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 and this. It would have been bad. And everything else was closed.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's past like our day.
Anyway, I'm done.
Okay.
Speak what you want to speak.
I had stuff, but we've already gone over an hour.
Well, speak you.
Toodles.
Wonderful.
Toodles? What was Toodles? Toodles was the
Clubhouse.
That was a mouse.
I'm not saying like to talk about it. I'm saying bye.
I'm trying to remember what Toodles was.
He was the like, robot
Toodles,
thing.
Toodles,
the
yeah.
robot drone from Clubhouse that would give him their tools.
Yeah, that's right. They call it Toodles. He came out with
Toodles.
You know, that's when that shark, That show. Show got ruined when Toodles got a voice.
Yeah, when Toodles started talking, that was like...
I thought Toodles always talked.
No, there's a certain turning point where he got a face and voice, and it was horrible.
It was about the time
terrifying.
He stopped watching it, he started talking, and then they pretty much just stopped the whole show and made the Mickey Racers, or whatever.
Which has now become, they've changed that into Mickey Mouse Fun House. Not Clubhouse, Fun House.
No, it should be Clubhouse.
Legally distinct Fun House.
That sounds like something that would... Like a horror movie. Mickey's Funhouse.
He is public domain. They're gonna make that eventually.
I'm sure.
Alright, I'm done. You can...
Okay, just say goodbye.
Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye.